This is side B of the interview with Justice Frye. Yeah. And I just wanted to ask a quick follow-up. Was when you were talking about the single issue aspect of your frustration in the early 80s, that wasn't that you were being identified as narrowly as a black spokesperson or leader politically, and you were uncomfortable with that narrow characterization?
Well, I was uncomfortable with it at times, but to get that out of the way, that people tended to say, you know, if it's a racial issue, get him in on it, but on a broader issue, maybe forget me. So, but that didn't have anything to do with my leaving. My leaving was that I was, as I said, there was, on the one hand, there was the need of of financially getting myself in better position because, for one thing, and this is important, I did not want to run for a high office and have to live off the campaign. that just didn't appeal to me. And I didn't want to have any person or group paying my salary while I was running because I did not want to be beholden to a particular person or a particular group or something of that nature. So that was the playoff. The other one then was some degree of feeling that I had gotten to the point where I wasn't making the kind of progress that I wanted to make and that I thought I could make. And I felt that leaving for a while would help me to be in a better position to do that.
Justice Frye, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time to do this.
Okay, I wish I could have been more specific.
I know, it's very good. Thank you.